Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
I think we should stop shit talking.
Let's start the podcast.
Let's start it. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that really could officially go off the rails today. I am with a very special guest who I am so excited and genuinely honored that she's here. And
shut
I know
up.
That she's fucking mocking me out of my peripherals. But Caitlin Riley is here.
Hi.
That sounded like such a Ryan Seacrest. Like, and Caitlin Riley's in
no,
the studio.
I love it.
Like,
oh, no, God. This is a studio and I am here.
T.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I truly feel like I'm out of your league for like I feel like you, this is like charity for you. I am like literally.
Okay. Literally no.
Well, I remember when I saw that you followed me on TikTok, like it said like follows you. And I was like, shut the fuck up. That was back like when I started TikTok at the beginning of the pandemic.
But I've only been cool for, like, you've been cooler than I have been. You've been, wait, what?
According to who?
I don't know.
I have a middle part that TikTok is currently roasting me alive. We'll get into that
I'm
later.
I'm for it.
We have a rant.
What is it?
The rant?
No,
the
middle
part. I don't know. I'm trying to grow out my hair, but like, do you know when you go from like literally the lowest buzz you can go?
Mm-hmm.
To like growing out your hair, there are like 108 awkward stages.
Yeah,
just let me fucking be.
I recently, we'll get into the rant later. I recently got a very layered haircut that is not vibing with my hair.
Yeah.
So whenever I go out, I just feel like I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is my hair right now.
Well, that's how I'm starting to feel. I like was doing my middle part today, and I was like, Chris, don't cry in the mirror. Like, literally, I was like, should I stop? Should I just buzz my hair again? Like,
I like it. It's
thanks.
A vibe.
It's not.
It's a vibe.
It's something. How? Tell people a little bit about you in whatever way, shape, or form you want it to be.
My name is Caitlin. I'm 32. I'm a Virgo.
And what are you looking for this season on The Bachelor?
I'm honestly looking for someone that I can laugh with.
Love with
and learn from. As a speech pathologist, I
from Tempe, Arizona.
From Tempe, Arizona, I really know what it takes to have patience with people, and I just really hope that the guy that I fall in love with has patience with me.
Hearing that through the headphones was actually disturbing. But Caitlin, if you can't fucking tell, does like the most killer like impressions, like as someone who just
characters.
Yeah, like I'm butchering I like don't know
no,
why.
No, it's okay, it's okay. I'm an actor.
Yeah, no, I know as I started, I was like, oh my God, she thinks that I only like think of her as a TikTok person. I don't.
Someone in my DMs called me like a personality influencer, and I was like,
I was literally on the weed thing I was on set for yesterday. They were like, our good friend and influencer, and
no.
I was like, cut, not that. And then they were like, good friend and
really
internet personality. I was like, nope, not that one either. And then they were like, okay, so what do you want? I was like, comedian, like nice. A nice umbrella topic. Yeah. It's like what my Instagram says.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's so degrading.
Yeah.
Like influencers, like, oh, so you just have like followers and an Instagram.
Yeah. So you bought your followers and you think you're hot.
Oop.
Oop.
I learned today on the way here that you were a nanny.
I was. Chris picked me up today. So we're best friends.
Skirt, skirt.
It's good, skirt. Yes, I was a nanny for a very long time.
In LA.
In LA.
Which I have one of my best friends was a nanny in New York. And I remember
that must be wild.
Well, I think to me it's like the same. I think New York and LA are both they're different.
There's
but they are so similar in the amount of like money, power, family dynamic. I think it's fascinating.
Having, yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. There's older money, I feel like, in New York. Whereas 100%. With LA, there's a lot of like new money. there was this one family, and I did nanny this family for a very long time that they were lovely, and I still talk to them, and I'm friends with them, and I love the kids.
Were
dearly.
They well known or just like randoms?
Just like no people of interest.
their kid's name was like Stormy Webster or something. I don't know.
Not a big deal. No. But they're like, I did have one family, my very last family that I was in love with. But before them, there was this one family I nannied for a short time. She was like an ex-retired actress, and he was some tech person.
Obsessed.
And they had three boys and a girl on the way. So she was like full pregnant, and they had these three boys. And
all of this means that you had three boys and a girl on the way.
Yeah.
Like it's like when parents have like if three boys and a girl, it's like strictly the nannies. Like they're the ones who are crying. Like, please let this.
So I've never met kids. Like, there were no rules. They were so poorly misbehaved. And one of the kids, the oldest boy, all of their names were such fucking bullshit. Like, I can't.
Give us, like, a synonym.
I can't.
Is it, like, Apple vibes?
No, it's, like Levi and, like, fucking stupid fucking.
Like Diagonal. Come here.
Yeah.
Or, like, Hope. Destiny Hope.
Yeah.
No offense, Miley. You're not listening. I don't know why I care.
It's okay. I mean, she changed her name, so.
Did she legally? Miley.
I think so.
Oh, shit. I'm learning so much today already.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to you. Sorry.
But so the first day that I was with them, I basically was shadowing them, and we went to like a pumpkin patch, and then we went to a museum, and then we went and got breakfast. And we did 9 fucking things in one day. And I immediately thought, like, I'm never having kids. Like, I can't do this much in one day.
That's how I feel about having one dog.
Yeah, like,
who is like easygoing.
Right. Like, I don't want to wake up at 6 in the morning and go to a fucking pumpkin patch at 8 a.m. I don't fucking feel like it.
That is so white.
Don't want to do it.
They were a white family, weren't they?
Well, the husband was not.
But I don't think he came
up
with the
racist.
Pumpkin patch.
That's racist.
No, I don't think
that's
he was
racist.
The one that came up with the pumpkin patch, though. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Exactly.
but so we're in this van, and the oldest kid turns around, looks at me, and just kicks me in the head. And the
like
mom,
wheelhouse kick, like
full
just,
on, just like kicks
how
me
old?
In the head.
How old?
He was like 6.
Run the
seven?
Kid over. Too old. That's
yeah.
What? Third grade?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was like a.
I was such a well-behaved child. Like the idea of kicking a stranger in the head for no reason.
The idea of
that's
kicking
crazy.
A soccer ball when you're not supposed to is crazy to
right.
me.
Right. He also later on in the day. I was like watching them play. Oh, so they had two houses that they merged. They had two lots, two houses, two huge houses in Las Feliz. They bought the one right next to them and just like merged the lots together. So they literally had two houses.
That's
right next to two huge houses right
I'm
next to
so
each other.
So conflicted because like one, that's so hot. Two,
they had
that's
they
so
had a,
annoying.
They had like a second house just for whatever.
They didn't connect them?
No.
At least connect them.
They just had the second house was the whatever house. It was like the pool
the
house.
The Ace family is tacky, but at least they combined the two houses into ugh. One ugly office building.
Oh, God.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's iconic. It's getting
foreclosed. I can't handle that world.
Neither. I only remember watching it like when it came out. And I was like, it was like an hour and a half. And I can't do this.
Can I confess something?
Please.
And then I'll finish my nanny story. Do you remember when the YouTube versus TikTok fight happened? The YouTubers versus TikTokers fight?
Was that like the Bryce Hall one?
Yeah. And it was like Bryce Hall against Austin McBroom and then a bunch of other fucking random people. I don't know who they are.
I really tried and forgot.
Paid
$49.99
and I watched the whole goddamn fight drunk out of my mind because I wanted to watch Bryce Hall get the shit beat out of him. I'm a grown woman.
That's worse than admitting before we were recording that I paid for a Tyga dick pic.
No. I am a grown woman.
That's worse.
I know that's it's worse. There's something about those like Bryce Hall specifically, just like those TikTok. And it's because I spend so much time on TikTok. That's where I like got my mojo from.
Is that who your For You page is?
No, I seek it out. Okay. I seek out cringe.
That's at least good.
I seek out things I hate.
No, same. That's why I'm literally so wildly depressed.
Right. Exactly. Same. I live off of the cringe.
Yeah.
And there's something about him I hate him. I want to meet him. I want to sit down and talk to him, and I want to figure out why. I need to know what's going on.
You're a fixer-upper.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. And
I need to fix him.
Don't.
Yeah.
I've known him since he was like
Shut
young.
Up.
Not young, but
I
like
love him.
A mid-teen. No.
He seems
no,
so
I hate him.
Okay.
Literally can't finish the sentence I wanted to say because that could turn into something. So there was this event called Press Play that like it was like literally a meet and greet tour practically. And then if you could sing, you would like get up on stage with your ukulele and be like.
Wait, so it was like a talent show?
It was like a glorified talent show that people paid to come to and then like meet the talent after. So I had friends in it. And so I lived in New York. And anytime that they were like in the neighboring areas, I would just go to like be with my friends.
Right.
Bryce Hall was on this tour.
What year was this?
13, 14, 15. Wait a second.
He's 14, been doing this for a while?
Yes. Which is why I get so fucking annoyed that he is like Bryce Hall, because literally I know him as abusing his fame and getting with underage girls in hotel rooms at these events. So that's.
But wait, wasn't he also underaged?
No, he was like 18 at least for sure.
How old is he?
Or maybe.
How old are these people?
I have no idea, but I remember it being wrong. Like, right. I remember knowing, like, that's wrong.
Right. There's this documentary I watch on Netflix called Jawline, where it's basically about that. It's about all those boys that are hot online, that get a bunch of followers.
Oh, my God. This is a documentary?
Yes. And their lives start to, like, spiral out of control and shit gets weird.
Wait, I really...
We need to watch it together.
I know. This is our first time literally meeting in person, but, like, I feel such a deep, like, connect. Like, I feel like we have so many of the same interests. Like,
we do.
Wow.
Yes.
You could show me a whole new world.
Oh, yes.
Jawline?
Yes, it's called Jawline.
That
and
is,
Bryce
by the
Hall
way,
is in it.
Ah!
And it's a younger Bryce.
A sit down?
It's a 2016, 2017 Bryce Hall.
That's, like, around
and
the
he's
time.
Like, he's awful. And I was watching it, like, after I became popular on TikTok, I started to like see all these people more often, right? Like this whole internet world is a world I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was doing fucking dog shit 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything. I didn't know anybody, right? And so all these people where I'm like, what is this? And also I'm like a little older, so I just like I skipped over this world. Like I don't know what this is.
If I wasn't doing this for 9 years, I would feel even more lost and confused and honestly probably angry than I already do. It is so baffling when you like jump in it and you're like, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there are like safe corners. There are happy corners.
Totally.
There are good corners. There are a lot of YouTubers where like, I'll put them on and watch it, you know? But then there are others that I hate watch. And it's like.
Who do you hate watch? Do you want to say?
Oh, God.
You can just give one. Give one.
Okay.
You first. You're the guest. I could give you like a rotation.
Okay, go. I don't know all of the
But like a Gabby Hanna roast yourself harder video, the one where she's like, it's coming out my body. Oh no, you don't. Whoa.
Yeah, no, I can't.
The spoken word, like, I've watched it. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I can't handle that.
And then like, there's something about I gave you one. A James Charles video that is just comical to me.
Oh, yeah. You're afraid to speak ill of Sir James Charles.
Oh no, I speak so ill of James Charles that like I hate admitting that once every 6 months I'll watch a video.
Yeah, so I will cook the popcorn for it.
Truffle salt and all.
I'm so fascinated by that world of like, hey guys, so today, like I don't understand what's going on. The makeup thing.
You wouldn't do a sexual assault slash predatory vibe apology while doing a full face of makeup? Weird.
Weird. Also, so it's like a crazy rite of passage. It's now a trend to apologize for something.
I know.
Have you ever done an apology video? Because if you had,
I would leave the studio. I honestly want to at this point. Like, I want to fuck up so that I can do one.
Yeah.
I really don't think that there's an apology video. I don't think I've done anything that's knock on wood.
But also, who cares?
But I've done, like, definitely done, like, a notes screenshot of just like I misspoke in like a tweet and I just didn't want that to like seem like I didn't care.
Right.
But no apology video yet. I want to. It seems like a lot of fun.
For you.
It seems like a real experimental creative process.
It's so done now. So it's like whether it's an apology video or like someone sitting there being like, hey, like the title of the video is hey, hey all under caps.
Parentheses.
Period.
Where I've been.
Yeah.
Or like.
And then the screenshot is, or like them being like.
That, or it's like a.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no.
And then basically it's like, so yeah, I've been in Hawaii lately. My dad moved to Hawaii. And it's like, fuck you. Oh, I know the YouTuber that I hate. Oh my God. Cole and Sav LeBrant.
That balloon of silence was brought to you by absolute ignorance. Jesus I have not Christ. A fucking
you don't
clue
know
who
they
are.
Okay, so
I can't express how little I pay attention to YouTube current day. It used to be where I went to make friends, where I felt like good. Now it is like la la la, like upload and like literally run.
Right. So the only reason why I use YouTube is to post my videos.
Work, businesswoman.
Work. AdSense. Is to post my videos or cringe watch anything or watch Architectural Digest videos. That's it.
Duh.
That's it. So a couple years ago, I came across Cole and Savannah LeBrant. She was popular on Musical.ly with her little daughter.
The LeBrant part sounds.
They're very. Everyone's blonde.
Wait, I actually might
and
know.
And they love Jesus.
I think I might. Do they have kids?
Yes.
I think I might actually know who you're talking
about. So
they're like white. Like white hair, white skin.
White car, white dog, white kitchen, white bed sheets.
I think
white
I might
walls.
Know exactly who you're talking
about. White.
Did they get into like a controversy or something?
They've gotten into many. Basically, they're like the kings and queens of clickbait. Like there were fires a couple years ago and they're like, we had to evacuate. And they like did a thing about that or like.
But it was like just a fire drill.
Yeah, just a fire drill. Or like it was like 7 miles away from their house, but they could like see the smoke from their balcony. And then
that's so me though in LA. I'm like, there's a fire close to my house, mostly because I've never had to deal with fires before. So I'm like, it could come right now.
Right. But recently they alluded or made it seem like.
What?
Oh my God. One of their kids had cancer.
Wait,
and it turns out their kid didn't fucking have cancer. And they milked it for all it was worth.
This is where I feel so good about myself that I know I will never end up in that kind of hot water.
Can you believe that your life is so contingent on people watching a fucking YouTube video of you exploiting your kids. Like, is your, like, I don't know what I would do with myself.
YouTube is a gorgeous petri dish.
It is like, wild.
You just, sometimes I'm like, social media, it could go, all go away.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, it did for
a minute.
That was like the best, most relaxing. Best. People are like, where's my Instagram? I'm like, you should go to therapy. This is like a paid vacation day.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was the hottest thing ever on Instagram and Twitter. Or Instagram and Facebook.
It was like
went
1998.
On. Yeah, I was like roaring 20s. Here we are, finally. Finally.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I have to finish my nanny story. Long story short.
This has already been an episode for the introduction.
I just realized I never finished it. Long story short, I get kicked in the face. And then later, when I'm watching the kids like in their jungle of a backyard, the oldest again turns to me and says, "I'm going to rip your heart out and eat it." Just like without context or like completely unprovoked.
I feel like is a normal kid thing if they hadn't just roundhouse kicked you in the face.
Yeah. I also he tried to drown his brother in the pool, they had like a little stream and he kept like trying to drown his brother in the stream. I was like, this child is going to be a huge fucking problem.
Oh,
one day.
Yeah. No, let's keep an eye on him. NSA.
Yeah. The dad was really weird. He was like, I can't figure it out, but he was like weirdly immature. Like he came off like a high school kid. Ooh. Like I overheard him, and these are grown adults. I overheard him talking to his wife, and he was like, "Yeah, I was. I don't know if I ever told you this, but I did football in high school." And his wife was, "Oh wow, you never told me. Yeah, I was the best. Do you want to know? Do you want to know?
Do you want to watch the games?
Do you want to know? Do you want to know how I know I was the best? Do you want to know how I know I was the best? Hey, do you want to know how I know it was the best?" She's like, "Huh? Yeah. And he was like, "Because I like ran the fastest in the whole team," and like gave her some stats or something. And he's like, she was like, "Oh, cool." It literally sounded like a woman talking to her child, but this woman is talking to her fucking husband.
She's like, "Oh, cool. I married a fucking loser."
Right, I married a fucking
You're
loser.
Still talking about high school football.
Yeah.
That's dark.
That was some dark shit. I like overheard that and saw that happen, and I was like, she is unhappy.
So would you watch a channel of this family or the family that you hate watch?
I would watch a channel of this family.
Yeah. Okay, same.
For sure.
They wouldn't lie about cancer.
There's just more intricacies and
complexities.
Complexities and intricacies.
Just words like that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we should... Oh my God, another thing about you. You are an ambassador for hilarity for charity. That was me trying to make a subtle segue, and it was like literally me being a linebacker on this dad's football team.
It's that thing that they do on talk shows where it's like, "You went to Utah recently." And it's like, "Yes, Seth, I did.
I did just look down and say, wow, we should maybe move on."
Yeah, I went to Utah recently, and the craziest thing happened. I ran into
Jen Shaw, and she threw a glass at me.
Right.
Okay, if you don't, I'm going to give the preface right now. Caitlin and I talk about Real Housewives
daily.
A lot. It's not great. It's a new thing that I've gotten into. It's nice to have support in this community. And so if you hear a reference that you don't know, it's probably a Real Housewives one.
Yeah. I primarily watch, because I've tried with the others, but I've jumped ship. I primarily watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because it is on fire right now.
Oh my God. It's so good.
It is on fire. And I'm watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Which is boring.
It's not.
I'm sorry. Brooks is a sissy bitch.
Yes, it's weird. I think Jen Shaw really makes it.
Oh, I was telling my friend who I was telling you about. I was just talking to her, and I was like, season one would have been boring if it weren't for Jen Shaw's inability to be there for her mental health. Like, strictly.
Right.
Like, season one would have been so fucking boring if Jen Shaw did not blow up over, mm-hmm. like, a flyaway hair.
Yeah.
I need to start Potomac, though. I've heard that. East Coast fighting is real shit.
Yeah.
That is, my friend was saying they hold grudges for like years. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's the shit I want.
The New Jersey one got a little too intense for me.
I
can't.
I'm not one of those people who will shit on the state of New Jersey, but the Real Housewives of New Jersey sounds like a haunted mansion, like thing that we could do around Halloween. Like that sounds scary. Like that's like mob vibes.
Yeah. I want to get into Atlanta. Really
I haven't
badly.
Heard anything about Atlanta.
Me neither.
No one talks about it. And right. So I'm like, is it good?
Is it good? Is it interesting?
Let us know down below if that's how this works.
I was going to say something and then I forgot.
Because I probably cut you off.
Yeah.
You guys can all comment about how I cut her off.
Yeah.
You do anyway. But anyway, hilarity for charity. You're an ambassador. Mm-hmm. And I figured that would be a great cause to shout out for this episode. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so Hilarity for Charity is an organization that basically aids in the research for Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is a disease that happens to people of an older age where their brains just start to diminish. And it's something that my father had. And it's a horrible disease. And I feel like there's not enough research being done And people that are caretakers of people with Alzheimer's, they need a lot of support because it's a lot.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's crazy. So this is an organization that has implemented like a really strong support system for main caretakers of people with Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's awesome.
And promotes research, like you know where your money is going.
Yeah.
It's owned by Lauren Miller Rogan and Seth Rogan.
Love.
And her mother had Alzheimer's as well.
I
was going
to say that I know they have personal ties to it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm an ambassador and I'm spreading the word and sharing the good word.
I know you said that and I was like, Chris, don't make a Book of Mormon Jesus joke right now. Not the fucking time.
Yeah. But no, I mean with my platform, I wanted to get involved in something that was close to my heart.
That's so awesome.
My dad had it, and it's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's the worst. Ugh. It's the absolute worst.
It's honestly, like, this is going to sound like I'm trying to make a joke. It's, like, straight up the truth. I'm so afraid of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's the reason I started a Twitter account.
Yeah.
In high school, I was, like, a loser because I had a Twitter account in 2008.
Uh-huh.
I did it in case I, like,
Forgot
my entire life that, yeah, I'd be able to go back and read what I had for lunch in, yeah, high school. Like, I don't know why it was, but it's so scary to me.
And it's hereditary as well. So like whenever I have a lapse of like, I walk into a room and I'm like, why did I get up? Why did I come in
That's
here?
That's the shit that scares the
Or I'll
fuck
forget,
out.
Like, I'll forget the names of like celebrities or movie, like things that I fucking know.
But that's why I'm so scared. I am so forgetful and I, yeah, just cannot remember things that walking into the room I just, yeah, did the other day and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
Well, also there are things in Hilarity for Charity that like aid in preventative measures as well. Cause like there are, like you could, like ginkgo biloba is really good for you. Like keeping your mind strong.
Yeah.
Like those all help. And with my dad, like when he was like very severely in it, whenever he would smoke weed, he completely turned into a different person.
Okay, me.
It was nuts. It
oh
was
my
nuts.
God.
And Tony Bennett has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And he's coming out with his last album collaboration with Lady Gaga. So they did a 60 Minutes about
it. I just saw this.
Yeah. And so he doesn't remember anything. He's pretty verbal. Like he can respond back in a way
and
where
then
it's
he gets
like
on stage.
Right. But he can't really talk anymore, but he gets on stage and he knows every fucking word to every fucking song.
It's wild.
Wild.
Oh my God. I thought
and
that
that's
was
how
like
my dad was too with
stop.
Music. Yeah. We would like put on some of his favorite songs and he'd start fucking singing. This is when he was like completely nonverbal anymore. It's wild.
Holy
it's crazy.
Shit.
So yeah, it's a really complicated, horrible disease. I feel like it just needs as much attention as possible because I feel like it really can be prevented. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's my spiel. No, if you want to go support Hilarity for Charity or learn more, there will be a link in this episode's description where you can go donate or learn more. Every time I try and say something with an ounce of fluidity, out the fucking window. Like, literally out the fucking window.
Just go to the website and read what you need.
Read what you need.
Read what you need and do what
and
you
pay
feel.
Which you and want your way.
If you want that, for you, then you can put it in that for you.
And that was probably the worst minute of speaking you'll hear on this podcast, but it's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So keep listening.
I'm going to vape, excuse me.
No, please vape. I'm going to introduce the hot box. If you don't know, that's where people can call in and ask us anything. It can be our opinions. It can be something from last episode. It could be advice. Whatever you want, you can call 310-844-6459 and you'll be greeted with the most hellacious voicemail greeting you will ever get. But Sam, what's the vibe today?
People are asking you an array of random stuff that you guys can answer together.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Oh, you just wait. Just wait.
I can't wait.
Good. All right.
I get a lot of questions about feet.
Feet?
Like my feet.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Wow, I would like melt.
Hello, Christopher.
Oh, perfect.
My name is Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
I love your podcast.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. I recently got a longer commute to work And I have a rule, a personal rule, that is to be the most annoying person in the traffic jam. But I'm running out of loud songs to play that make me annoying. So what would you play to be the most annoying person in the traffic jam? Hope you never have to park next to me when you're stuck in traffic. Thank you. Bye.
We both are literally chomping at the bit.
Time out. Hold on. Why would you want to be the most annoying person in a traffic jam?
That is kind of the vibe I was at. I don't know if it's just the immense amount of weed I just inhaled, but if you're already in something as brutal as traffic,
why
would you want to play something loud and annoying?
That person, and whoever you are, I love you, but you call the cops on every party you've ever heard. You are that bitch.
I don't know. She also gives me the vibes of throwing said party that's get called on.
Yeah, so like you'll throw the party and then next week you'll call cops on a similar like
no,
the
she
same
throws
party.
A party and then calls the cops on the party for all the people there, but she leaves.
Right.
She's like at the house. She's at her
she
house
was
next
at the
door.
Party. She was at the party, then leaves, calls the cops on the party because like she feels like it.
Yeah.
You are a little mystery. Chaotic.
I know.
She's Queen Chaos.
What are you, a Scorpio? A Gemini? What are you?
Gemini. Can I eat?
Yeah, go. I don't give a shit. You
okay,
can take
cool.
a fucking
I'm gonna eat. Should
absolute...
I do ASMR?
Maybe.
No.
Not. But I mean, like, I'm open to it. Listen, that's the thing. Yeah, I don't think you should play a song. I think you should just listen to my podcast at a normal level and just, like, breathe. Like, I don't. Don't make traffic worse.
Chris, that wasn't the question.
What was
the question?
What song?
What song would you play?
Oh.
To be the most annoying.
Okay, clearly I don't listen. So.
That's okay.
What song would I play to be the most annoying? I like can't think of even annoying songs because I just don't even like maybe like JoJo Siwa. Not no hate against Miss like the JoJo, but like that in traffic feels like it would be a
wow.
lot.
Wow, Chris.
I'm homophobic.
Wow.
I'm homophobic.
Chris, that was really homophobic of you.
Yep,
wow.
I'm only saying strictly because. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Cancel.
No, I just think that like she is not my nightmare because I really do think she's a nice norm, like
don't
whatever.
Stop it.
No, I'm saying that energy level yes. versus my 20, almost 8-year-old, like I could be in my own coffin right now.
Yeah.
Energy is just not.
Yeah.
Meshing. That's the only reason I said the Queen JoJo Siwa.
I would play the opening song number to the soundtrack of La La Land.
I've never even seen it, but
go
I don't
want... Go fuck yourself. What do you mean?
I've been trying.
What do you mean you've been trying? It came up
no, I've been
years
trying
ago.
To fuck myself. Not trying to watch La La Land. Are you kidding
I've been
me?
Why not?
I hate musicals.
It's not a musical.
You just said the opening number from La La Land, which sounds like the exact fucking thing.
Hold
you
on.
Say, no, I'm
hold
not going to hold on. I'm not
hold
Avril
on.
Lavigne. I'm not holding on. Okay? Don't even question that. She had a hit song called Just Keep Holding On. Don't even play.
Okay.
Just keep holding on. Anyways, legal team, we don't even need to put in a claim for that. That just was so off. What? What?
You should watch La La Land.
No. Just no.
It's not the singing that you think it is. Have you? So you don't like Hamilton?
No.
You
never
didn't watch
seen
it on Disney Plus?
Never seen it.
You're missing out on a world.
I'm sure I am.
You are.
And I feel personally okay with that.
Because I don't know.
When I watch musicals, I feel
here's
like I'm
thing.
Missing out on a whole world because I don't understand what anyone is fucking saying.
Right.
I saw Wicked. I could not tell
I couldn't,
you.
I tell.
The
I couldn't tell you a goddamn thing.
Plot of that.
Me neither.
I couldn't even tell you a name.
Me neither.
Galinda.
So I.
Galinda.
Whenever.
Gelson.
I see,
what is that?
Whenever I see a musical live, I don't know what the fuck's going on ever.
I don't want to even talk about this.
But,
next caller.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just. You're not going to change my opinion on musicals.
Okay.
I used to be in them. I used to.
Same.
Oh yeah. What part? In The Music Man. What part?
Hmm.
In the mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I was the music man. No, I was like background number 5 and tree.
In The Lion King, I was the Lion King.
I was the king, comma, lion.
Yeah. In Oklahoma, I was Oklahoma.
I played the state. That's funny. That's so fucking good. I have to pee, which I realized everybody asked beforehand if we needed to.
It's okay.
No, it'll just keep me going.
Yeah.
Anyways, next caller. We should probably.
Hey, Chris. Oh my God, my voice just cracked. We'll start over. Hey, Chris.
I love these people.
So I have my best friend. She recently broke up with her boyfriend of 5 years. He was a piece of shit. I've been wanting that for a long time. So it's been like 3 months and they got back together.
Oh.
And like, what do you do in this situation where like you want to be there for her when he's a piece of shit, but at the same time it's like, I told you so and I need to hold myself back from saying I told you so. But I just really don't know what to do anymore. Like, you don't want to see your friend getting hurt, but you want to be there for her, but you just like keep telling her the same advice over and over. So what would you do in that situation?
Oh,
thanks. Love you.
Love you. That's a predicament.
Your friend obviously doesn't care if she gets hurt or not. So why do you?
Yeah. Oh my God. That is the most, I have like, that character trait where like I care more for people's accomplishments than they do or like whatever. Like,
their well-being.
It is so fucking annoying to be that person.
It's exhausting also. It is
so exhausting because you end up wanting more than they want.
Yeah.
And also, it then, I feel like, fucks with relationships because you're like, okay, well, you don't care about my opinion and this and that. So, I don't know. I think.
I have a girlfriend of mine, and whoever of my friends listens to this.
I have
nine of these friends. But I have a girlfriend of mine who has terrible fucking taste in men. Sasha, it's not you. And
just to be clear.
Because she's like, were you talking about me?
Okay, me. Me. Like, hey, Caitlin, was that TikTok about me? And you're like, I didn't
actual
even know you at that point.
Actual conversation I had with my friend Sasha.
Oh, my God.
I love her to death. But no, a girlfriend of mine has the craziest taste in men. And she was in this horrible situation. And so I was like there for her and very present and very supportive. I was like, you need to leave. You need to get out of there. And then they got back together. And part of me was just like, I'm taking a step back. Because this entire friendship is about me talking you off a ledge, you not fucking listening.
Yep.
So you're over here in a toxic situation, and then you come to me to, like, what? Be consoled and,
but
like...
But that's where you pull the line that I've learned. That is, I have told you the same opinion time and time again, and you choose not to listen. If you want my opinion, you know it.
Right.
And that's all you have to say. If they get upset.
You can't have the same conversation over and over and over again.
It drives me insane.
Yeah. We've already talked about this.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I do that with my sisters a lot. Like, you know, I've dated some frogs in my past and so have they. And I was having a conversation with my sister about a situation she's in that I can't stand. And I looked at her and I was like, I'm done having this conversation.
Yep.
I have this conversation every time I talk to you.
And that's not being a bad friend or a bad sister or a bad anything. That's
it's
like
boundaries.
Well, it's just also like, look in the fucking mirror, bitch. I'm not going to sit here and coddle you for the same shit.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I would just be straight up and say, don't complain to me about this if it continues to happen and you choose to do it.
Who knows? I mean, people change, but also
rarely.
But also they don't.
Yeah, like rarely.
They absolutely don't. Men will change from woman to woman.
Oh, put that on a fucking fortune cookie or something.
But in the same situation, they will never change.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's the tea.
That's the tea.
Next caller.
That's it.
Hey, Chris. This is just a little tiny rant, and I don't know if you're going to hear this, but I needed to share it with someone. I just hit a fucking bird with my new car, and it got everywhere, and I hate it, and today sucks ass. But love you. Bye.
Okay. Imagine being the bird. Imagine being the bird. That, Sam, what the fuck was that?
That was wild.
That was wild start to finish. Just the pure chaos. You know that bird hit the windshield and he was like, I need to call Unhinged. That is crazy. Like the bird was like 2 minutes behind him. Like, if that.
God damn it.
He's like, fuck, I just hit a bird in my new car. Chris, I have no idea what the fuck's going on. I just hit a bird. That sucks, though. I'm not going to lie. Getting a new car and then, like, hitting a bird. I mean, at least it wasn't a deer.
Don't birds know not to do that? Like, they've been birds for centuries.
I will notice, though, that birds over the years, Okay, I'm going to sound like a crazy QAnon bitch or something. Birds over the years have gotten more and more risky with how close they fly to a car. Like, I'll be driving and they'll, like, come at my windshield and then they'll be like, boop, just kidding. Yeah. And I'm like,
don't do that.
It's insane.
Like, you're a bird.
Eat your bird seed and leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you don't see bears on Melrose.
You see bears in WeHo.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is off the rails. Well, I don't know what to say to that. Like, I'm sorry for I'm sorry for the bird, I guess. Although I don't really like birds, so what do
I fucking care? If you like drive an Nissan Sentra, like, please. I'm kidding.
I don't even think I could identify a Nissan Sentra if there were two cars in front of me.
Yeah, me neither. I think I like the names of cars. I think they're funny.
Like what?
Anyway, moving on.
Okay, next caller. We'll just leave it at that. Hey,
Chris.
Mystery.
Hey. I'm not going to say my name because I have a really cool, unique name. But this isn't really a question. Well, it's kind of a question, but also
me
a rant.
When my name is
How
Chris.
How come, like, whenever you're with a person, guy or girl, whatever, and, like, there's someone else that they have on the side or someone else that's in their life, but they're always like, oh, you don't have to worry about them, or, like, they, like, shit-talk them to you.
No.
And then 3 months later, you're not with that person anymore, and they're with the person they told you not to worry about. Like, mm-hmm. one, why is it always the person they tell us not to worry about? And mm-hmm. two, like, how do we just not give a fuck that they're with said persons? It's like, we know that all they did was sit there and talk shit about them to us, and now here they are posting Instagram pictures together. I think it's annoying, but we love you. We stan. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I would just, like, let it play out. If he was shit-talking this other person, that is not, no matter what, there is going to be some sort of hell that those two are going to have to go through.
Yeah.
Be so glad that you're off the ship.
Yeah, that is some toxic shit. Also, I feel like guys do that because, and girls, like, people do that when they have a guilty conscience.
Yes.
So if you are, like, exclusively or, like, you know, you're in and you're dating someone, and there's obviously a person that's swirling around your orbit, and it's obvious and it's palpable, and you go out of your way to be like, no, don't worry about them. They actually kind of fucking suck. Like, I kind of can't fucking stand them. Hello.
Yeah.
Guilty conscience. Unless, they're overcompensating.
Unless the person actually fucking hates them, but they wouldn't be so close to your situation always.
People, like, aren't friends with people that they hate.
Exactly.
That's it.
Real people aren't.
Right.
And also, I feel like the don't worry about it. No. If you think about it, when you're telling the truth and you're in the right, you're never overcompensating to prove that you're in the right.
Right.
Like, it's only when you fucked up that you're like, no, no. Oh, my God. Lisa in fucking Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. She's like, I didn't call the caterers. I'm heartbroken. I need to go. Oh, my God. Girl, just say you're guilty and move on.
Yeah.
Like, no sane, innocent person would freak out that hard.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, I
men
think
ain't
you're
shit.
You're better off, and also,
men ain't shit.
What are they not?
Shit.
Amen.
You know what they are? Accessories.
I was gonna say shit.
They're like handbags.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What's your current?
Am I Cher?
It's giving me Cher.
It's giving Cher. Should we talk about that?
What is there to say?
Enough has been said. I
will say, though, every time I listen to that Shawn Mendes Camila, it's giving me Cher.
It's giving Cher.
His voice, when he says Cher, drags on a second longer every time I watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, that gets longer.
I want to be a fly on the wall in that relationship.
I
don't know why they're so fascinating to me, but they are. I love them both.
I want to be, like, an assistant in
that relationship. I just
want
to know what's going on. Just tell me what's going on.
Oh, my God.
All I want to know. I just want to know what's going on. And I want to know what's going on with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. And I want to know what's going on with Court and Travis. That's the trifecta for me. I need to know what's going on. I need to know what's going on with Ben and Jen.
I don't care about Ben and
I
Jen.
I care too much.
See, I don't think I remember them when I was younger.
I do.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'm 48.
You said that and I almost was like, you are? And then I was like, no, Chris, you know that that's not the case. Anyways, I don't know why I just admitted that. Next caller.
This is the last one.
Oh, thank God.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
My name's Zoe. I live in Florida.
Hey, Zoe. I'm sorry.
I have a problem. So here's the thing. I have tickets to see Harry Styles in Orlando.
I'll fly. I'll come.
My friend from New Jersey is flying down to Orlando to come see him. But the problem is that my husband is supposed to be coming home from deployment around the same time. And obviously, like, I don't know what the actual day is. So I'm forced to choose between Harry Styles and my husband, who I haven't seen in 8 months.
Hilarious.
And I just, like, really need you to, like, yell at me to, like, pick Harry Styles.
Yeah, no, Harry Styles.
Okay.
Just kidding. I love him. And I love you. And Harry Styles.
I live for the people who call him.
It's a tough decision. Okay, thanks. Bye. I love you.
Here's the deal. So your husband was deployed for 8 months. Cool.
You have not seen Harry Styles in how
you've
many
never,
years?
You've never seen Harry Styles.
I think your husband will understand.
Yeah.
Can you imagine coming back from fucking deployment? Sorry, honey. I'm at the Harry Styles concert.
I can't get you from the airport. I'm at the Harry Styles concert.
I think I'd go back.
I'd go back.
I'll do another month, guys.
I'll do another month. I'll go back.
I mean, yeah.
What do you mean? How did this happen? How did this happen?
Also, if you don't know the date in which your husband
you
comes
forgot,
back,
you like missed.
I'd say go
like
to the Harry Styles
double
concert.
Double booked yourself with your husband coming back from deployment. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just let out the most boisterous fart, and I hope to God you couldn't hear it. But I
didn't hear anything.
This is my favorite voicemail I think we've ever received.
That is so funny.
I mean, the way you guys tell stories is so dark. So I was supposed to see Harry Styles. I was like, okay, the person they were going with isn't there. My friend from New Jersey is supposed to be flying in. Okay, interesting. My husband gets back.
That's the last detail that we get. this whole story about, so I wanted to go see Harry Styles. My friend could make it, but my other friend's flying in. Any long story short, my husband is coming back from deployment. Like
on the same, like I live for you guys. God, I would still go to see
Chris
Harry
loves
Styles.
His fans.
I love you. I love my fans. You're the reason I'm here on this couch that I stole out of someone who works in this office building's office. Anyways, that was the last one you said?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, God. If you want to leave a voicemail, call 310-844-6459. Ask for advice. Ask for our opinion. Ask about something that I said today. I don't care. Just call.
Or ask me anything.
Well, you won't be here next time, so.
I might.
I come in and you're just in the chair.
I'm just here.
Hey.
Hey.
I've been here. You're this like pale, sweating.
This is a partner podcast now.
Honestly?
Honestly?
Honestly? I just wanted a moment of silence to reset.
I agree.
I feel like our chakras needed alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something interfering with your happiness? If you don't know, BetterHelp is online and affordable counseling that is professional, and BetterHelp will help assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, which you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It is not a self-help line. It is professional therapy securely done online, and it is also very affordable, which therapy oftentimes is not. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, which you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. With BetterHelp, you'll get timely and thoughtful responses, as well as the ability to schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you would with traditional therapy. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, so go to betterhelp.com/unhinged. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/unhinged to get 10% off your first month of BetterHelp. So again, betterhelp.com/unhinged. Get better today. All right, back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
Anyway, this is the part of the episode where we're going to rant, and we've given ourselves 4 minutes and 20 seconds to do so. Sometimes we go over, and by sometimes, like almost every time, and then sometimes we don't. But today, we weren't going to do a rant because I was like, life is so good. What could I possibly rant about?
I think I'm changing my rant, if that's okay.
Ooh, to what?
You'll have to see.
I have to pay $20 to see.
Yeah.
But my rant today, okay, so I am trying to grow out my hair. And when you go from the lowest buzz cut you can go to the length of hair I used to have, there are 108 different awkward phases that your hair reaches. So right now, my hair is in the I look like the thing that cleans a toilet bowl phase. The hair is just short enough where it sticks out, but it's not long enough to like fall.
Right.
It's so annoying. So I just like fucking hair everywhere.
Just let it be.
So I tried doing a center part because I was like, you know what? It gets like the weird bangs like out of the way. No, I don't need you to fucking agree. Okay. About to burst into tears. So I've been posting TikToks, not even about my fucking center part. Oh, I'm so mad. And this is where the dilemma comes in. I post, oh my God, funny enough, using the sound of Tony Bennett's 60 Minutes thing of like Anderson Cooper being like, I saw you at Radio City Music Hall perform. And Tony Bennett goes, thank you so much. And then Anderson Cooper is like,
Tony didn't remember
being at Radio City.
Yeah.
So I did a TikTok to that. The entirety of the comments are the middle part, ha ha ha, not the middle. The middle part, like the things people say so freely in the comment section about
Gen Z's entire personality trait is being mean to people online. It's bullies.
Listen, it's high school fucking bullies.
Yeah.
I like anytime someone says the word bullies, it's just like a Gabby Hanna like podcast moment.
Whoa.
Oh no, you don't. Whoa. I love being the occasional bully online. I think honestly on the internet, you kind of have to be a bully sometimes.
Totally.
I would never imagine commenting and being like, your hair looks fucked.
But maybe people comment that because they feel like they know you.
I don't care. You don't. You don't.
Right.
You don't know me. I understand that your singular comment alone sounds funny. But when you go through the entire comment section of like 350 comments of all saying your hair looks like shit.
It's been said.
I literally not almost cried last night, but I was in the worst mood. No, not because like I actually care, but it's just like fucking insane to me.
It's annoying.
Yeah. I don't care what your opinion is. I like my fucking hair enough.
If
this was the end goal, no, it wouldn't be in a hair part. I would figure out fucking shit to have it spiky all. Like, I don't know what I would do, but it drives me insane.
Get a wig.
Oh, I have like five.
Okay.
I thought about it. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm just going to wig it out.
Yeah.
And that's my rant. I don't get it. Like, I understand being like, you can people barely read on your podcast. Like, okay, fair. I joke about that. But like, it's just not funny.
Yeah. It's like, people think that being like razzing people online is funny, and it's actually not.
It's not.
There's this trend, like in all the comment sections of all the TikTok videos that I find enticing, whether it's like cringe or funny or what the fuck ever, you look at the comment section, it's a bunch of fucking 19-year-olds being like, fuck you. Like, it's weird.
It's bizarre. It's weird. And I just don't, like, even videos that I hate watch, DM it to your friend and say this shit in a fucking DM thread.
Yeah.
I mean, DM thread.
DM thread.
I'm turning 28 in less than a month. Can you tell?
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, what? You're 4 years older than me? Shut the fuck up. You act like that is like the difference between the Paleolithic and the Mesopotamic.
Sorry.
I don't know why I tried bringing in fucking era.
Mesopotamia.
What was your rant? Let's just...
my rant is sort of a DMs comments thing. Ooh. But it's people that slide into my DMs to like correct me on information.
Oh, we have 12 seconds, but who fucking cares?
Holy shit. Okay,
don't try and fit 12 seconds.
So I went to a museum yesterday and I was posting about going to the museum. I'm culture.
You cried at Judy Garland's shoes.
Yes, I did.
Did you actually cry?
Yes. And I literally turned to my boyfriend. I was like, oh my God, I'm like getting emotional. He's like, oh yeah, it's cool.
He's like, were these on Project Runway?
No, he loves like film and stuff. Oh, got it. I was like, oh, my headphones, one ear isn't working. Oh wait, hello. Whatever. Oh, now we're back.
Good.
So I don't know. I like posted about a bunch of stuff from the museum and I got hundreds of messages from people I don't know being like, that's actually, that's correct information. I'm technically just another parent. Like, I have never in my life, and I talked about it this morning on my stories. I have never in my life messaged someone I don't fucking know. Okay? And I have a blue check mark next to my name. I have a lot of Instagram followers. I do comedy on, I get it. I get why you're all here. I didn't ask for that. Like, it's, I've never messaged, if I watch someone's Instagram stories from them going somewhere and doing something and saw that they were wrong or like, oh, maybe there's this information that they don't know, would never be moved to send them a message about it ever in my life.
I just don't understand, like, the end goal.
Why? Hundreds of people.
I've definitely replied to people's stories that I don't know, but mostly because I'm stoned and I'm like, oh, that's so funny.
See, I only do that to people that I've already had a rapport with.
Oh, I do that to just straight up like... like, just people I straight up will never know. Like, Tyler, the Creator. I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
I'm like, why did I just do that? And then I have, like, a whole day where I delete everything.
I can't do that. I can't and I won't. I wish I didn't.
I don't know why I do, though. I'm just, like, it's never anything besides, like, LOL or, like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. But I got, like, I posted Judy Garland's shoes from The Wizard of Oz. And they said in the museum that these were one of the originals. So I'm just going by what the fucking museum told me, okay? That's all. And I got all these fucking messages from people being like, there's actually another pal that's since I'm
in DC. I know. I was going to say that, but I was like,
fucking ask. Cool.
I'm scared. Mom.
I'm sure there's more than one pair.
Mom, you scare me when you drink.
I'm sure that on the set of Wizard of the fucking Oz, that there was more than one fucking pair of the ruby slippers. I am sure of it. Okay. Thank you. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I hate that person in a group of people that's like, actually, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong.
I'm like, have you never been wrong in your life?
Right. Or like, I'm not wrong, though. I'm not wrong. There's just something.
There's more to the story.
Cool. Didn't ask for it. But I got hundreds of messages being like, there's another pair. There's another pair.
Ruby Slipper Gate. Ruby Slipper Gate.
There's another pair. You're lying. That's wrong information. There's another pair. There's actually another pair. Oh, my God.
You're like, listen, I got paid to go to this museum.
I didn't get paid.
I'm just kidding. No, I didn't see a hashtag spawn.
I am an actor and a performer.
And also a student of the world, first and foremost.
I'm a student of the world and the art of film and performing. And I went to this museum on my own volition because I love and enjoy film.
I'm going to fucking pee my
Okay.
I'm going to literally urinate just everywhere. I really did at first think that it was a spawn con.
Fuck you. But are you serious?
Yeah. Listen, I'm being honest with you.
That is so sad but funny. But
it's
sad only because...
Like, wow, can we really not... Like, I feel that sometimes...
Can we really
like,
not enjoy things anymore?
Yeah, like, sometimes I'll post things and people are like, you forgot ad. I'm like, no, girl, there was no contract.
Same.
I'm posting this because I would like to take their money in the future.
I posted about sunglasses.
Oh, crap eyewear.
Crap eyewear.
I follow or
sure.
whatever.
And I love that... Never received any money from them ever. I don't know why I did that because
I know I was like, that looks like you're lying. Like, you look like
this is the Illuminati.
God,
but no, I got so many messages being like, wow, this is a really good ad. And part of me was like, people just can't enjoy things anymore.
No.
People just can't share things that they enjoy,
right?
Like, oh, I got this awesome t-shirt, or oh my god, you guys look at this. Like, ad,
you should be more transparent with your followers when you're receiving money.
Yeah, anyway,
that felt like a good rant.
It was. It reminds me of like, I hated school. So when I was in a group project, there would be that one person that'd be like, so if we like, I don't get.
I almost said the person's name who I was thinking of
same
from my
here.
School.
Same
Holy shit. I was
going to
be like, oh my God, bleep, bleep.
Same here. I don't understand that personality. Like I get like, and I was a bad student because I was dumb, but like.
I don't know if it's because like, I just never knew things like, and slash I still don't really. But like
I'm smart as fuck.
I'm smart in like certain areas. Just because I don't know that there are duplicate ruby slippers, for example, like who cares?
But again, the slippers that I saw were one of the originals. So fuck you. Like, it's just, it's, I just, it really grinded my gears this morning. It really grinded my gears.
Listen, thank you. Mm-hmm. And that is the end of the, thank you so much for, why do we do this?
I don't know.
Like, every day I wake up and I'm like, is this the day I'll just mass delete?
Yeah.
Like,
I get, because I've been more busy lately in a good way. Okay. But I get, okay, honey, she's okay, booking.
She's busy.
She's busy.
She's busy Phillips.
Love
no,
her.
She's not. God, no, she is not. That is, anyway.
But I'll get a lot of messages being like, how come you don't make videos anymore? I'm like, I made one 7 days ago, Jessica. Like, it's this, I'm not this factory of content for
you're not a circus monkey that just like claps tambourines.
I'm a person that needs to be inspired and moved to do something.
Yeah.
That like lives and has time and needs to like eat and shit and take a shower and like take care of her relationships. You know?
How's that going?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's good, she says, fingers crossed.
It's good. It's really good.
Well, with that fucked up looking face, I feel like we should get into the main chunk.
Yes.
So, like we touched on, Caitlin and I are avid Real Housewives fans, and I am very much new to it. But something that they do, it's in every episode,
it's in every season, they do the opening credits, and they do a tagline for every housewife.
Where the housewife is wearing, like, a glorified prom dress, and they, like, do a twirl with the hand on the hip, and they say, like, this town is full of... Or, like, this town is like a game of chess, but no one's taken down this queen. And mm-hmm. you're like, what? Do you play chess, Kyle Richards?
Game, set.
Like, all respect, Kyle. Like, do you... I don't get the chess reference.
My favorite one is Tinsley Mortimer on Real Housewives of New York when she was on, where there's, like, literally a two-second clip of her playing tennis. And her tagline for the whole fucking season was, game, set, now I need a match. Girl.
My favorite, Erica Jane. I'm an enigma. Or what is it? I'm a riddle. Or I'm an enigma. Or fuck. I
what's her? Isn't her? Wait, no,
I'm an enigma wrapped in riddles and cash. I'm like, what is that? What is that?
Is that some like witch's prayer?
I'm an enigma wrapped in riddles and cash.
That is funny.
I'm like, oh my God, we all should have seen this coming from a mile away. The fact that she's in her Tom. Allegedly.
Jen Shah from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is the only thing I'm guilty of is being shamazing. And she recently is going to go to jail for running a
money laundering
scheme.
Oh,
so
my God.
Cool.
I just picked up on the fact that her tagline is I'm the only thing I'm guilty of. I just didn't even process it until I remembered that this whole season's exciting plot line is her federal criminal activity.
That girl's guilty conscience runs deep because whenever someone calls her out for being wrong, she's like, why are you doing this to me? No, this woman
she's
is
like, why am
unwell.
I always the one apologizing? When are people going to apologize to me? I'm like, no.
No, this woman is unwell. Please watch it.
Oh, it's everything. So the game that we're doing.
I feel like Kelly Ripa right now.
I feel like.
I love
I don't
these.
Know who's on that
these.
Show after Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa.
Ryan's still doing it?
Yes. He's it. He's doing it. That is his thing.
Regis Philbin is the one I was thinking
yes.
of. Did he die?
Yes.
Oh,
where have you been?
No, clearly I knew of this, but I just couldn't remember. It's like one of those, like, did I dream that he died? Or anyways, this game, we thought we would come up. No, what is this game? Oh, yeah, let's maybe, like, make this transition a little.
We explained it.
Yeah, so basically this game, the producers came up with a bunch of celebrities and influencers, and we are coming up with their taglines.
Oh, my God.
So I will read the names on my cards, and Caitlin will have – I almost called you Jen because of Jen Shah. I was like
– I can go by Jen.
All right, so my new friend Jen. No, so Caitlin will have to come up with the ones I read, and yeah, whatever. Just get
you get
it.
You
yeah.
You're going to
You want to go first?
Yes.
Like reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drake.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Okay, Drake. Let's. This is. I'm so bad at thinking on my feet because I want it to be like the best it could ever be. The best I ever had. No, Chris, ditch that one real fast. I think it's something like. I may be crying tears, but I'll make that pussy wet.
I may be crying tears, but I make that pussy wet. I like
yeah,
it.
And then he turns with like his like little like thumb in the mouth, like sad girl face pose. I live for his Instagram baddie poses.
Oh my God.
I literally live for Drake's Insta baddie poses.
I just know him as Aubrey Graham from Degrassi.
Oh, see, I wish I knew him as Aubrey Graham.
Oh, no, from that was like, that was my shit.
Yeah.
That was real time for me.
Oh,
that
shit.
That was real time.
You're passionate.
Yeah.
You're getting water. Wow, I wish I was not looking at you when you took that drink of water. That was some serious lizard people shit.
Wow.
Yours is Barack Obama.
I can't do that.
You, in fact, can.
I can't.
You can.
I can't. Am I allowed to do a Barack Obama impression?
No, I'm not saying you have to do an impression.
Oh, okay.
You're just coming up with this tagline. What the fuck do you think this game
is? I don't know.
Did I just do a Drake impression?
No. Okay. Okay, Barack Obama. The only thing free is your thoughts. Like, I don't know.
It's so wholesome.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Well, I was gonna. Yeah, mine was just way worse. So yeah. You did.
My brain goes to impression mode.
Yeah.
Right.
Mine goes just like straight into like, what's the most fucked up thing I could think of.
Right.
Anyways, I'm working that one out in therapy. Who's my next? The only free.
Jennifer Lopez.
Who is that? Oh, J-Lo. Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Oh, I may be a part of Bennifer, but I'd rather bend over.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Love that.
There it is. Or yeah, some you guys can fix that
yeah.
in the comments or whatever. Wow. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was just so proud that I actually came up with one somewhat
that was
fast
a good one. That
and
was a good
somewhat
one.
Current. Like yeah. I'm always making like 10-year-old references and people are like, Sam mm-hmm. Pepper isn't really a thing anymore. I'm like, right. You don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, wow. To be just unaware. Scarlett Johansson. I have so many good ones. Fuck.
I may have sued Disney, but I'll never sue my family. I don't fucking know.
I was thinking like, you may know me as Asian, transgender, Spanish, but I'm just me. Because she always takes all
Why
of those.
Why are you better at this game than me?
I really thought you were going to kick my ass. Like
I'm failing.
It's okay. We're just warming up. Give me one.
Justin Bieber.
Ooh. Justin Bieber. Wow. I feel like I know nothing about him.
I feel like I could do mine. I feel like I can do yours, but I can't do the ones that
Should
you're
we switch
me.
Decks?
Yes.
All right. Justin Bieber.
Wow. What?
I'm like, let's do it, bitch. Come on.
Oh my God.
Oh. Both of us are like, okay, we got it.
I'm just trying to think of like the way that it's phrased. When it comes to me, everything's peaches.
Whoa. Okay.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you.
I was thinking like One Less Lonely Girl or like believe her, like something in there.
Yeah.
Anyways, being a poet is a lot of work.
Yes. Yeah.
In case you were wondering.
Timothée Chalamet.
Wow. Speaking of people I just know nothing about.
I love him.
Oh, no. I love Timothée Chalamet. I know. Literally. I used to think what's his last name? Chalamet. I thought it was Chamolet.
I used to call him
Timothy Chalamet.
I used to call him Timothem Chateaulement.
So that one makes actually less sense than mine, which is pretty shocking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Timothée Chalamet.
What a name.
What would
it, like he, you really like you just expected everyone to be like on board with that. Like, yeah, figure it out.
Is that not his real name?
No, it's his real name.
Oh, wow. And my name is fucking Chris Clemens. That is mm-hmm. so disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I've tried stalling long enough. Timothée Chalamet. I know nothing about Timothée Chalamet.
He's French.
He's French?
I mean, ish. He knows French.
Oh, my God. This is why I was worried about this game. Was this?
You know no one.
I what?
You know nothing about anybody.
That is the fucking thing. I know nothing.
I know too much. I know.
So
that
what
he
would
dated,
you say for Timothy?
I know that he dated Lily Rose Depp.
I may have gone to the depths, but I will never be surface or something like that.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
We should help each other out.
Yes.
I think that's the vibe. Mm-hmm. Look at this.
Teamwork.
Rihanna.
This
one you've got to be. Let's see. She's got Fenty going on. She's something about the album.
Everyone wants me to come out with an album, but I'm just living me.
As I'm just living me as Re.
I'm just living life as Re. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow. Brad Pitt.
This is a very hard game.
This is a lot harder than I was.
This is not coming quickly.
Me in my bedroom this morning thinking of like, okay, celebrities. Who could it be? Addison Rae. I made TikTok, but I don't have time for you. Like, I was like, I came up with so many of these.
I could talk about Addison Rae for 7 hours.
What is it that I could just only talk about people that I either dislike?
Did you watch He's All That?
No, I refuse.
Okay, I watched it twice.
Oh, so you watched it for both of us. Great.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. The next one you have.
Okay.
Is actually, no, did we? Oh, I have to do Brad Pitt. Fuck, what, like. I may have 9 adopted kids, but I'd still pick you. Is that too far?
That is so funny.
Oh, okay.
No, it's funny.
I am. Okay, anyways.
Wait, he doesn't have 9 adopted kids.
Well, wasn't he married to Angelina Jolie when they were adopted?
There are 3 adopted kids. Wow. Wow.
Okay, how dare me being 15 and constantly feeling like I saw an Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt adoption headline?
Wow.
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 Anyways, speaking of wow. James Charles.
This is my moment.
I may touch kids, but
hold on. When it comes to living life amazingly, I have every palette color at my disposal.
I hate you.
Thank you.
I literally hate you.
Thank you so much.
You don't want to see me unleash my inner artist.
You don't want to see me unleash my inner artist. Sisters.
I was going to say you sound like Mickey Mouse, but he literally sounds like me.
Hi, sisters. Hi, sisters. So today we're going to be going to so-and-so's brunch. We're going to. Yeah. I'm going to do my makeup with chocolate today. Okay, today I'm gonna take my assistant. We're gonna go to In-N-Out and see who eats the most, the fastest, while doing our makeup, huh? Okay.
Please let us live.
All right, Emma Watson.
Oh.
Am I gonna get canceled for making fun of James Charles?
No, I think you'll be celebrated.
You're never going to have a career.
Who said that?
The lizard people.
Oh.
That run Hollywood, and we all eat babies. And then this clip of the podcast is going to be in a conspiracy video, and I can't wait.
Honestly, Unhinged could use the promo. I'll take it. Man, we should have been talking about the Illuminati like 10 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Fuck. The problem is I don't understand it.
I did drive down Mulholland Drive once, and there
down
was...
Down what?
Mulholland Drive?
Mulholland
Drive, and there was a blacked out, very fancy car, and the license plate said MK Ultra, and I was like, that's weird.
What's MK Ultra?
Something having to do with the Illuminati. I have no idea. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I know that it's a thing.
Okay. Wow. We are just hitting every topic but this game.
Yeah. Emma Watson.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm just trying to, I feel like it's like all the, I may be that I'm trying to switch it up a little. Like,
when it comes to spells and my Emma Watson, I don't have one.
Yeah. No,
there are some people that have like an incredible, like the way that she talks.
I feel like I'm like having trouble coming up with one because all I'm thinking about is the fact that I picked her up.
Okay.
On the Anderson Cooper show. Tom Cruise.
You picked her up?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like a clip online.
Wait, what are you talking about?
So I went to the Anderson Cooper show when I first went to New York because I went to NYU. So like when we first got there, all the RAs were like, I've told this story a million and a half times. All the RAs were like, get tickets to shows. They're free and you could get picked. So I did that for the Anderson Cooper show. It was like a talk show he had or whatever. I got tickets and I found out the day before who was on it. And it was Emma Watson and The Perks of Being a Wallflower cast.
Great film.
Incredible. So we watched the movie and then we saw the taping of the show and they were like, do we have any Emma Watson fans? And so me and my friend I brought, because he was also an Emma Watson fan and his birthday was the next day, we were like, oh my God, us, we would love to ask her questions. So we just came, I came up with this like dumbass question that I was like, what was the hardest part to play? It's like essentially like, well, I'm an actress, so that's what I do. Mm-hmm. So then my friend was like, it's my birthday. Can I get a hug? And I was like, this motherfucker I brought here. And he's getting to hug Emma Watson. So I just followed him. And then I hugged her. And then I picked her up off her feet.
No, you didn't.
Why? There is sadly footage that I didn't upload that I can't take off of YouTube. Trust me.
I have to find it.
Oh, here it is. Here's Emma Watson. Here's Emma Watson's. I may be swept off my feet, but I'll put you in the ground.
Yes.
There it is. And that one's directed just at me.
Yeah. At yourself.
I'm honored to be in an Emma Watson Real Housewives plotline. Wow, some of these are really... Wow, you... Oh,
I got a weird batch.
Oh, Drake and Jennifer Lopez already done. Okay, I was like, wow, this stack feels very heavy still. Ariana Grande.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
I feel like it would be like a, I may whistle tone, but I'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
When it comes to love...
Yeah, she just goes, it's me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm into that.
Yeah.
She can do anything.
Yeah.
And I will buy tickets.
Agreed.
Like, I will literally show up and line up.
Yeah.
Oh, if you could just stop vaping on this professional.
Sorry. Wow. Tom Cruise.
Oh, right. There's.
I got a good one.
Give it.
I can't.
No, come on.
No, I will. I will not.
Why?
Because I'm afraid.
Of who? Tom Cruise? He's like 4'2".
I'm afraid of Scientology.
They're a dying breed.
I'm afraid.
Honestly, there's like a list so far in front of you of all the people who pose with the Scientology necklace. You're fine.
Oh, that's so funny.
You have so much.
So that is the funniest thing I've ever
and
seen.
And it also was Frankie Jonas who posted that.
And I love how people tried to cancel them for it. Like, I just, part of me is like, I
like low-key wanted to also. I was like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I get it.
Was this a party that you were at?
No. If I was, I probably would have ended up taking a picture with it. Like, that's the fucked up part. I would have been like, what is the shirt?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise. My only Mission Impossible is escaping Scientology.
Hey.
How about that one, Tommy?
Hey.
What was yours?
You have such a good one coming up.
Do you? You have Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which is like...
Oh my God, that's so boring.
I was going to say could not be more boring.
I may always be at the gym, but family's first.
Holy shit, that would actually be
his. That would actually be his tagline.
That would literally...
Yeah.
You're eating right now.
Thanks.
You're also vaping, which you should stop.
Whatever.
I'm vaping too. It's
Addison Rae.
I made TikTok, but I don't have time for you. It's so stupid. Oh, but it's... I wish I didn't fucking use that then. She may be all that. And guess what? She is.
Yeah.
Or like, if I see someone I like, I just have to meet him.
Yeah. Or like, when it comes to Renegade, I'm your girl.
I literally was thinking of Renegade and then I was like, I don't know what that word means. So.
I don't know what it means either.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to have some fruit.
Love that. While you got some fruit, think of what Kim Kardashian's tagline would be.
Oh, my God. okay.
She, like, already has one low-key on Keeping Up. It was like, our family might be... It's like, our family comes with baggage, but it's Louis Vuitton. You know? Like, that was, like, absolutely season one, the pitch.
The only thing fake about me is everything.
I don't think so. That's actually rude. They wake up and put in the work, so...
They wake up and put in the work.
That's why they look the way they do. They put in the work.
Okay, well, wake up.
So don't knock that.
But hold on. They wake up.
And they do the work.
And then they put in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can be a Kardashian. Just wake up.
Yeah. And then you put in the work.
Put in the work.
Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I thought it was...
Oh, wait.
I may have adopted 8 children, but I still pick you. Okay, Angelina Jolie. Oh, my God. I know nothing about her except that she is, like, literally stunning. And, like, beyond gifted and talented and, like, also an incredible humanitarian.
Okay.
I'm like, there's just all good things about her. I'm like, I don't want to diss her. Like, I
totally,
I value her
right
as a person.
We all should.
Like, okay. I may be Mrs. Smith, but that's mommy to you. No, that's
love it. No, I like
sure,
it.
Sure, we'll go with that.
I like it. Okay, excuse me.
No coughing?
No coughing? Wow. Taylor Swift.
Didn't okay. I just go? It's my turn
oh,
to wait. Ask
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just struggled through Angelina Jolie. Come on. Harry Styles. I know an impression is coming, too. Which is...
Looks like it's a sign of the times. Okay, I need to...
Yeah, you need a better one than that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, what about he's British? So like...
The only direction I'm going is up. Oh, fucking. Like,
the only direction I'm going is missionary.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Something like that, I feel. Yeah. Or like...
I feel like he loves missionary.
Yeah, I don't think I know which one missionary. See, that's another problem. I know all these things.
Guy on top.
Okay, that's what
it's
I thought.
It's the least interesting okay. And least
see,
fun.
See, I feel like he isn't intimate. I feel like he's into like the weird shit. Not like fucking too weird because he's like British. Mm-hmm. But like, no offense.
No offense.
To my Brits. Anyways. Oh, Taylor Swift.
She can be so intense sometimes. I love her.
Do you? We'll talk later.
We can't deal with this fandom.
No.
The
fandom scares the shit.
I said that to save face.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
I love Taylor. I one on the count of three.
I love Taylor Swift.
Ah! Oh. Here's the thing. Pause.
Pause for the cutting out?
No, but like.
Just pausing them.
When I say I don't like someone, it doesn't mean I don't like them as a person. It means I don't like their music.
Oh,
and I should be allowed to say that as a person in this world.
Mine, I think, would be flipped.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. Yeah,
let's talk more.
When this is not a red light showing. Taylor Swift, let's see. You try and own my library, and I'll scooter over your neck. Only because I could absolutely see her
scootering.
I
loved that one.
Thank you.
I loved that one.
Thank you. Team Taylor.
Team Taylor. Team Taylor.
Last and least,
uh-huh.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I promise I'm nice.
I may look like a nice lesbian, but I'm so much worse than that. Oh, is that
yeah.
the game?
Was yeah.
That, wow.
That's it.
Was that disappointing?
Was that lame?
It sounded fun in my head. We'll never do it again if it sucks.
We'll never do it again.
Cool. Now it's time for the secrets part.
I'm here with some secrets.
That scared the shit out of me.
Good. Always be on your feet. I told you that the owl was flying in. I was not joking.
You did tell me that. I forgot about it.
No, I forgot
about it. I thought
it
was going to be in post.
No. We don't do post here.
Okay.
We barely post here.
Okay.
We are very inconsistent. But this is the part of the episode where you guys reveal secrets to us on a link that is in the description of every episode, and we reveal them.
It's that fun.
Because because we did a housewife theme, I wanted some shady secrets.
Yes.
Housewives get so fucking shady for no reason. And so I wanted y'all's shadiest moments that you've never revealed to anybody. So I'm going to give you three to read. And then I have three to read. Do you want to go first?
Yes. Okay. First secret. I cleaned my bathroom with my flatmates at British. I cleaned my bathroom with my flatmate's ex-girlfriend's toothbrush just because she used my expensive shampoos and creams every fucking time she came home and had the audacity to lie about it. I left the toothbrush where she left it and waited for her to come back so I could watch her brush her teeth. Okay.
I'm obsessed.
I've done that a couple times.
No.
Yeah.
Have you actually?
Don't fuck with me.
You steal my library, I'll scooter your neck.
Also, oh wait.
What?
Oh, I cleaned my bathroom with my flat.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was I used her toothbrush. Like, why would you use someone else's toothbrush? Oh, yeah.
Have you done that? Or you cleaned your bathroom with it?
I've never cleaned my bathroom with a toothbrush. I'm a liar.
Oh, okay. I've never cleaned my bathroom. I'm a liar.
I've never cleaned my bathroom. I'm so sorry.
One time I worked at a sandwich place that had giant buckets of pickles. Well, that workplace did not treat me well, so I decided to quit. But before I left, I took a dump in the pickle bucket.
No!
That is wrong. I am against this one. That isn't shady. That is just deranged.
It depends.
No, because the fucking customers are the ones eating
They're
the pickles.
They're gonna throw it out.
I also don't feel like you actually took a dump in the pickle bucket.
I think that's a lie.
Do you know how fucking big those are? And two, the store would have to be empty.
Yeah. Also, like, you could piss in the pickle bucket.
That.
But taking a shit in the pickle bucket, that didn't happen.
That I have hard time believing that.
That didn't happen.
Your Honor.
Fuck you.
Fuck you and your pickles. But if that did happen, go off. That's really going above and beyond and then into.
Must have been a bad job.
Thank you for that insight.
Yeah. When I was 11, my mom made me upset, so I sprayed popcorn butter on her flat iron so her hair would smell like burnt popcorn the next day. That is so funny. You want to know something I did when I got in a fight with my mom? When TiVo came out, like before you could record. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
My mom is a huge TV person. She'll like sit in bed for hours and watch TV. And we got in a huge fight on vacation.
About the TiVo?
Yeah. And no, just in general, like a mom and daughter fight. And so when I came home from vacation, when she wasn't home, I went into her TiVo and deleted every single recorded program.
Bro,
she
that's
had.
Like before when there was like streaming, yeah. When you could even buy it on
like
iTunes.
Like, so when you deleted it, it was fucking gone. I deleted everything and she lost her shit and it was so satisfying.
Oh my God. When my
to
mom,
this day, I think about that. I'm like, ooh, that was cold. I was like 13.
I have
or
the
something.
Exact. When my mom got into a fight, she put me in timeout at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And so it was like on their front porch. So I was just sitting on the front porch and I was like, fuck this bitch. Found a rock Keter car with a rock. With
brutal.
A rock.
Brutal. Love it.
Signed my, I think I like tried signing my name in cursive. It was like squiggles.
Right.
She then got nail polish or like some car paint. And like went over and it never matched.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that was me.
Amazing.
That like,
and she didn't know it was you?
No, she knew it was me. No, I fully told her.
Wow.
We left. She opened the door. She.
By the way, mom, keys your car.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, incredible. I was like fully like 10.
Amazing.
Like, don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me.
Anyways, it is like something I think about. And I'm like, wow, I was so cool.
Yeah.
I keyed a car.
Fearless as a child.
Fearless.
Yes.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I ask men for their dick pics just to remind myself how easy it is to do.
Huh?
At first I was like, wow, that's power. And then you said, huh? And I was like, wait that thought. They ask men for dick pics just to remind myself how easy it is to do.
To do what? To ask men for
and
dick pics?
Like get dick pics.
I mean, yeah, of course it's easy.
I don't, but here's the problem. I think
straight men need to be locked up. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Here's the thing, though. I think if people are sending their dick pics, they're not bothered by the fact that you're getting their dick pic.
Right. And they're also not bothered that you're asking.
Yeah. Like,
so it's actually
like you're feeding into them.
Like it is. It's forever easy to get a dick pic.
Yeah.
Like, it's not this challenge of, like...
Like, if you got their dick pic only to say something negative to it, then I see your power bitch move.
Here's the thing. The power bitch move would be to get an unsolicited dick pic and then not respond, which I have done. And then I got a fucking phone call being like, why didn't you respond to me sending a pic of your dick? That was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. So this guy, I was seeing him for, like, 2 weeks. He sends me this unsolicited dick pic of, like... That's a dick. And I got it while I was at work.
Me opening Tyga's DM. That's a dick.
I'm a little prude. Like, part of me is like, don't fucking send me a dick pic at 12 p.m. Like, you don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, fuck off. Like I didn't
noon?
Ask.
Like, lunch?
Yeah. Like, I'm at work and you're doing what? Like, what?
Shooting off pics?
Yeah. And so I didn't respond, and he called me. He's like, did you get my text? And I was like, mm-hmm. And he was like, what do you think about that? Like,
did you get the message?
Yeah. He was like, what do you think about that? And I was like, don't send me dick pics.
I'd be like, not a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot about it.
I don't like dick pics.
No, I don't think
I don't need them.
I don't think there's one that's ever been taken that's like,
yeah,
that one.
It doesn't like get me going. Like I don't look at it and be like, I fucking wish. Like I never.
Your lawnmower is like revving up. It's like.
Never. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had that response.
I don't think really anybody has.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has either, but it's a thing that keeps happening and I don't know why.
It is really interesting to think about.
Yeah.
Wow, if only Joy Behart was here to really.
I love that woman. I love Joy Behart.
Of course you fucking do.
I stan her.
Of course you fucking do.
Okay, here's mine. Mine's kind of long. Ooh. In middle school, immediately doesn't count. In middle school, I had a feeling my ex-boyfriend was cheating on me. Hold
he
on.
Was? Because it's middle school.
Okay, so you're what, 11?
I saw him down at the local dive bar.
Okay. In middle school, I had a feeling my ex-boyfriend was cheating on me. Cheating on you how? What is cheating in middle school? Like he got Jessica Cheetos instead of you? Like what is cheating? Like what are we talking about? So I made a fake MySpace page and would chat with him. And when he took the bait, I was furious and convinced him to send me gifts. Hold on. What? Hold on. Girl, what is this? In middle school, I had a feeling my ex-boyfriend was cheating on me. Huh? So I made a fake MySpace page and would chat with him when he took the bait, I was furious and I convinced him to send me gifts.
He's 11. How is he buying gifts?
He ended up sending me all types of gifts. He stole his mom's credit card. His mom saw the charges, obviously, and whooped his ass. I wasn't stupid enough to put my own address. His mom messaged me on the MySpace fake page and said to stop playing his son and sent her the messages where he said he hated his mom. I was a petty preteen. This is all over the place.
This is why I didn't watch Gossip Girl the first time, let alone the second.
So you're toxic. So you're toxic. Thank you. Thank you so much. So basically, his mom got on her son's Facebook and was messaging this
MySpace,
fake account.
Yes, and then
MySpace.
And then the girl sent the messages about how the son hates his mom to the mom.
Yeah.
Wild. That felt like more intense than a math class. Shit. I've been fidgeting with the last secret this whole time that it's like literally a national treasure. Okay. Just we're unraveling
it. You're Nicolas Cage right now.
I am.
You are.
Nicolas Cage. I look just like him. God. You know how sad it must be? I'm sure there's a Nicolas Cage impersonator. Anyway, I secretly hate my best friend who I've known for over 13 years. This feels like a you problem.
Whoa. This is crazy. Is that all it says?
No. But we live together and she is my only friend, so I can't get out of the friendship.
That one's the most interesting to me so far.
Oh, this is the most interesting thing that's happened in this episode.
So you've been best friends with this person for 13 years. So it's one of those friendships where it's like you guys became friends in like what, middle school,
or
high
like
school?
Grew up together.
Right.
And are now like going to college.
Yeah.
And you're roommates.
And you secretly hate her. Girl, get more friends.
Just, yeah, like.
But also it's friendships are tough because it's like there's no beginning and end. Like relationships are easier to get out of than friendships.
Yeah.
Because with friendships, like I don't know how to break up with you as a friend.
Why? We just met.
No, I'm figuratively speaking.
We just met.
I would never do that to you.
I love when you do that face.
I would
never
ever do
that to you.
It literally
looks like an Instagram filter.
It's my Keira. It's my Keira Knightley. God. You have to get more friends. You have to.
I could literally just sit here and watch you do impressions all day.
I want to do an entire podcast where I'm that.
Would you?
I would.
Do you get Botox?
No, but I want Botox and I want lip filler.
Wait, but your face would not be able to be as expressive as it is.
I know, that's the thing.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm like.
But just... I told my boyfriend I wanted lip fillers and he was like, no. And I was like, fuck you. Anyway,
I went out and got him.
just a little.
I got it. Why not?
But also I'm terrified because you know when people start to get lip fillers and they start to get the mouth? I call it the mouth.
The Jen Shaw mouth?
No, but yeah. They start to get like the mouth.
It, like the whole thing becomes like one giant glory hole.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
You're like, wow, that must feel like the best blowjob ever.
Right.
Because it's just
yeah. Or also flesh. Also girls that get lip fillers start to talk a different way. Like Tana? Tana Mongeau, or I don't know how to say her last name.
No one does.
I don't think she does. But she has lip fillers, and just, like the way that she taught, like it's
I
like,
never even thought about.
No,
I'm
like,
sure they get in the way.
Yeah, no, like it's like they start to talk differently. Like, it's this thing, like, all, like, literally all of them start to talk like this. Like, it's weird.
I've never noticed that. Maybe I noticed that's it why so hard. The Kardashians' voices all changed.
No, they don't. Yeah, so they have so much work done. They can't just move. No, they have so much work done that it's sort
from
of
from getting up and doing
to,
the work.
From getting up and doing the work and getting the work done. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this, I forgot what the secret even was. I rolled it back up again.
She's, is best friends. She's a best friend of 13 years that she secretly hates. Oh,
I say just like, definitely stop living together.
Why do you secretly hate her? I mean, she didn't give us that information.
Maybe it's just like personalities don't vibe anymore or like.
Definitely don't live with your best friend.
I mean, that is just like,
Seems like a good idea and it will be cool for 3 months and then it's not fucking cool
and then
anymore.
It is like so hard to address anything because it is. I care for you and I don't want to hurt you.
Everything becomes personal and you kind of need a little separation in the relationship to like be cohesive roommates.
That's exactly because like think about it. When you're at home, I don't know how this turned into roommate advice, but when you're at home, you're going through all sorts of emotions that normally no one else sees.
Right.
But, like, last night when I was getting torn apart from my fucking middle part, I was in the worst mood and I was just absolutely taking it out on Andrew. And Andrew was just like, okay. And I'm like, you live with me and you're seeing me at a point where I would be in my room alone.
Yeah.
Or, like, in.
And so, if that was your best friend, everything becomes a little personal.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
I think not being roommates and just like doing your own thing. It's also okay not to have friends for like a hot second.
Yeah. I used to be obsessed with like, oh my God, I only have 3 good friends. So
that is like mwah, the best.
Yeah.
The best.
I recently in the last like 4 years sort of whittled down who I fucking spend my time with.
Yeah.
Especially with the pandemic happening in the last like 2 years, like I fucking see who I really want to see and that's it. And that's okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you have to hate other people just because you don't hang out with them. It just, you're allowed to have your own, like, boundaries and space and all that.
Yeah.
Wow, why are we ending on such a nice, wholesome...
We're just really smart, caring, put together, charismatic, caring, healthy, emotionally healthy people that just sort of love everyone and we live our lives in a way that is perfect.
Yep, and that's why we have Instagram followers.
Yep.
Thank you so much for following along. I'm going to drop this voice. It honestly sounds exhausting. Thank you so much for making it through another episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Bet we all didn't expect to make it through this many.
No.
Thank you so much to Caitlin
for
being here. Where can people find you?
Anywhere.
Just type in Caitlin Riley and
you'll find me.
You'll literally find her.
Just Google me.
I love when we all used to be like, it's this on Instagram, this on Twitter, this on YouTube, as if you couldn't just Google.
Just Google me.
It's
or not. Just experience this episode and be like, huh. I'll see her when I see her.
I love that.
Yeah, that's fine too.
Love. Thanks, guys. Subscribe, review, rate. Don't fucking leave a comment about my middle part.
Or do.
No. Joe, shut up! Cut her mic. I'm done with this shit.
You guys like my jacket?
The show's over. You're hosting an after dark portion. So my jacket. Who likes it? We're running a poll now.
It's from Aritzia.
Oh my God, we have to go.
Okay, bye.
I have to pee so bad.
I have to pee also.
Do you want to pee together?
Maybe I'm lying.
Oh my God, you just want to be with me?
Yeah.
You're crazy.